Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker and Ryan Hwang. It is time now for the Bigger Picture, where we're putting the spotlight on the second quarter GDP numbers out of Singapore. What's the economic performance like? Well, to start us off, the Ministry of Trade and Industry has upgraded Singapore's GDP growth forecast for 2021 to 6 to 7%. That's an upgrade from 4 to 6%. Ryan, what else stands out for you with this latest report?
Yeah, this is worth noting because it's in line with what the private sector has forecast. Sometime in June, we got the MAS survey, and the private sector economists forecast 6.5%, so right smack in the middle of this new window. And this new window is up from the forecast earlier of 4 to 6%. And a couple of reasons the MTI has cited: better than expected performance in the first half of this year. So a couple of reasons there. You've got vaccination rates going up in the US and the Eurozone, though it notes Southeast Asia, that is going to be a big question mark still because of the tightened pandemic curbs. So you do have a few things going, but at the same time, some risks to look out for. To get a bigger picture, I've got Barnabas Gunn. He is an economist at UOB, helping us to break down the latest numbers out this morning for second quarter GDP figures for Singapore. Morning, Barnabas. How are you doing today?
Good morning. What a bright and positive morning, I must say.
Yeah, it looks like good news, at least on the data front. Barnabas, let's walk through what we got first for the second quarter, and it's at 14.7%. That beats expectations and also better than the advance estimates of 14.3%. I think you were looking for something lower.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, in the sense that previously we have actually kept our construction and services forecast unchanged as per the advance estimates. Just to recap, construction actually was penciled at 98.8% and services is at 9.8% in the advance estimates. Note that these two industries has performed better, you know, compared to the advance estimates. And basically, the manufacturing was on cue at 17.7% as per my forecast. Mm. You know, but the higher second quarter GDP performance has been very much centered on the better than expected performance, you know, in construction and services.
Yeah, there was a bit of concern whether the tightened measures in June might have an impact. How did that play out?
Well, I think our rhetoric has been very clear so far. When Singapore entered the Phase 2 heightened alert earlier, not the current one, you know, but the previous one, we did actually say that the overall manufacturing and export landscape should be relatively unscathed, even though there was these restrictions, you know, and that continued to play out in the current Phase 2 heightened alert, whereby we actually did see that manufacturing has performed very well, you know, and exports is actually one of the key pillars of Singapore's growth, you know. So that basically means, you know, that the restrictions have been very much not really affecting, you know, Singapore's performance in the second quarter, and this is very much played out in the numbers that we have seen so far.
Okay, let me help Barnabas to walk us through the coming quarters. And we do have the manufacturing sector doing well, 17.7% up, construction also up 106% year on year at least. What's coming up in the coming quarters? Because bear in mind, quarter on quarter basis is still negative, it's down 1.8%. At the same time, full year forecast is going up. So how are you looking in terms of numbers for the coming quarters for 2021?
Well, I don't have the specific numbers right now, but the thing is that what we have actually said just before today's numbers, a month ago, we have already said that Singapore's GDP will likely be faster than the previous range forecast of 4 to 6%. You know, so as what you said just now, the forecast is right smack in the middle at 6.5%. That's our forecast for the year ahead. And what is important really is that last year, Singapore contracted by 5.4%. I repeat, 5.4%. And the expansion is faster compared to the contraction if it does really expand at 6.5% this year. And this is not likely to be seen for a lot of other countries, you know, in Asia. So Singapore is very, very much on the back of the global economic recovery story. And this is also very much a factor of the very, very strong vaccination rates that we have seen so far. It's 2/3 of the resident population that is fully vaccinated. So that's really good news.
Yeah, the big question, of course, is how sustainable this momentum will be. And you pointed out a couple of reasons for the pickup in demand. The US, there is some growth pickup there. In the Eurozone, faster pace of recovery in the second half because of the vaccine deployment. But it's worth noting, I'm looking at the MTI outlook. They are a bit cautious on what's happening in China in the second half. They are expecting a bit of easing there. How much of an impact will that have on Singapore?
Well, I mean, in the sense that the COVID-19 issues and more so the uncertainties around COVID-19, it's still on the table. You know, we cannot deny that. Numbers are numbers, you know, but we have seen how quickly and how fast the circumstances have turned when the Delta variant was introduced, you know, and across Asia as well, not only China, there has been, you know, some several hotspots or more so clusters of COVID-19. And we have to account for that in Singapore as well, you know. I mean, now that the Jurong Port cluster is, the numbers are going down, you know, so that's also good news, you know. But I would say that, you know, based on how the other countries are showing, based on how COVID-19, the infections are actually spreading, you know, I think it is prudent for the authorities and the officials in Singapore to be cautious about Singapore's growth prognosis for the year ahead.
Yeah, there's some optimism on how the easing of border restrictions will also help the recovery of some consumer-facing sectors, like the sectors facing labour shortages, for example. I'm just going to wrap up with you, Barnabas, on the risks that the MTI has outlined. I have three of them, and one of the ones they've outlined is around the Delta variant. We've kind of covered that. There's also the risk around inflation, and also the third risk they've outlined is geopolitical uncertainty. Yeah. How do you weigh these risks? Which ones will be right at the top for you?
Well, I think both risks, I think they are moot point, if you ask me right now. I think the COVID-19 risk is the biggest risk right now. Why do I say that I'm not so much concerned about inflation? It's because I believe, you know, as what the US Federal Reserve is saying, is that inflation risk is slightly transitory, you know, and we are actually looking for the low base effects that was seen in 2020 to actually dissipate, especially in the second half, if not first quarter of next year. So that means that the relatively higher inflation that we have seen so far, it's very much transitory as time goes by. Now, if you talk about geopolitical tensions, and this has been an ongoing theme way before COVID-19, you know, so, well, the entire notion about, you know, there are other conflicts out there in the world, you know, like we actually have a little bit on India and China last time during the borders, you know, and as well as North Korea and stuff like that. You know, these are ongoing themes, and I think it's important for the officials to acknowledge them, you know, but as for how it might impact, especially in the near-term growth prognosis, I don't think it's very much something that I should be very concerned about. It's likely more of a long-term thing, especially how it pans out, you know, but not at the immediate juncture.
All right, fingers crossed that we are on track for further growth ahead. Well, thanks for your time, Barnabas, for helping us to break down the latest second quarter GDP figures with the growth forecast upgraded to 6 to 7% for 2021. We've been chatting with Barnabas Gunn. He is the economist for UOB. Thanks, Barnabas.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.